Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to ENCE's results presentation. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Ignacio Colmenar, CEO of the group. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to ENCE 2012 third quarter results conference call. Today, I am joined by Diego Maus, Chief Financial Officer, and by Mr. Rafael Rico, Head of Investor Relations. I'm happy to present you our nine-month figures that show we keep on track with our internal operational targets in a context of rising pulp prices, and that we have set the basis to grow in terms of EBITDA and cash flow in the coming quarters. The main highlights of the quarter are outlined in slide number two. 2012 nine-month results have been solid across business, underpinning three major trends. First, sound growth in production of both pulp and energy, improving utilization ratios. Second, very positive performance of the cost of production, with cash cost reaching 341 euros per ton on average for the period. And third, the maintenance of our balance sheet strength, both in terms of net debt and liquidity position. We are expecting growth in the next quarters, with first half financial performance clearly above fourth quarter numbers, once the solid operating performance is additionally supported by a better pricing environment. After a strong recovery in the first half of the year to $790 levels in June, prices stabilized close to $750 per ton in seasonally weaker third quarter of the year. We see increasing prices in the fourth quarter of 2012, with first increases to $780 per ton announced since the beginning of October 1st, and new announcements in November in long fiber. Turning to the breakdown of January-September profit and loss account in slide number three. Total sales close to €603 million in the first 9 months, with the pulp and energy businesses reaching €437 million and €148 million, respectively. I would like to highlight the growing contribution of the energy business, with total electricity sales growing by 11% on an annual basis, based on better prices and operating metrics across the quarter. The price improvement currently being implemented will support future performance. At the gross margin level, adjusted EBITDA exceeded €128 million in the first 9 months of the year, with net income standing at €29 million for the period. This solid performance resulted from a very good set of operating metrics both in pulp and energy. To review the basic figures of pulp production, please turn to slide number four. Navia Mill is surpassing first 9 months 2011 production figures, a proof that our efficiency programs are yielding results without increasing capital expenditures requirements. Huelva is behind 2011 levels due to already solved operational issues after the maintenance stop. It is important to mention that the annual decline in pulp sales is only related to weaker prices that declined by close to 12% in euro terms, a market scenario that was partly compensated by the 2% year-on-year increase in volumes sold. Slide number 5 presents the performance of the energy business. Electricity production grew by 3% compared to January-September 2011 figure to end the period above the 928,000 megawatt hour mark. Cogeneration installations saw the production output to grow by close to 2%, while pure generation installed capacity increased production by 12%. In terms of pricing, the active management of supply sources, pushing the weight of forestry waste in the fuel mix up, and the benefit of the yearly inflation-linked price adjustment are the actors behind the 8% annual increase in the average price we cashed in. As such, total electricity sales reached €148 million, equivalent to an 11% annual growth. With regard to cost cutting, please turn to slide number 6. we continue to perform in our key goal, the reduction of the cost base, to place ENCE as one of the low-cost producers in the industry. As you can see in the chart at the top of the page, cash cost declined by 8% compared to the 9 months 2011 figure, a cut that reaches 10% when comparing with the first quarter of 2011. All major items contributed positively to the cost containment. Better wood pricing, helped by the restructuring in wood sourcing we have been managing in past quarters, the higher contribution of the energy portfolio, benefiting from improved efficiency and prices, and our continuous efforts to reduce fixed costs and increase production, are the factors behind the positive evolution of cash cost. Main negative came from higher corporate costs linked to our future growth into biomass power plants and higher logistic costs due to greater delivery distances, especially shipments to China. I want to make clear that we are not yet satisfied with current levels of costs. We strongly believe we are on track to deliver our target for the year and expect the reduction of costs to continue, both in coming months and in 2013. Slide number 7 presents debt and operating cash flow for the period. Operating cash flow reached €59 million in the 9 months of 2012 after recurrent capex in the pulp business. It is worth mentioning that this performance does not take into account the upside trend seen during the period in pulp prices. Net debt stood at €152 million at the end of September, 20% lower than 1 year ago. This figure equates to a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 1.2 times. The pulp market has remained tight in 2012, helping the price of eucalyptus fiber in Europe to rise by 15% to $750 from its lowest in December, and achieving $790 mark in June. Solid demand fundamentals, particularly in China, which continues to post record high pulp imports, historically low inventory levels, and tight supply, with no major new capacity expected before year end, explain the current attractive price context so far this year. We remain positive about prices after the seasonally weaker demand in the third quarter, as producers' inventories are 18% below those of September 2011. Consumer inventories remain at record lows and Chinese demand stays 12% above 2011. In the medium term, the combination of the higher cost structure of major players and the harder financial environment to execute new projects, thus limiting the amount of new tonnage entering into the market, will keep the range of prices above past cycles levels. Recently, Orsa Group announced that it will shut down its Jarry mill with 400,000 tons per year capacity of bleached eucalyptus kraft pulp. This highlights the challenges of some relevant competitors which cannot justify operations at current price of pulp. We expect more capacity shutdowns in coming months. To sum up, page number 9, firstly, we have posted a set of very solid 9-month results, achieving 2012 targets, growing in production of both pulp and energy, cutting the cost of production to €341 per ton, keeping a solid balance sheet and cash flow profile in spite of strong shareholder remuneration. Secondly, our numbers are clearly improving sequentially, supported by better pricing, and we expect the pulp market to continue to be supportive in the last quarter of 2012 and in 2013, thus pushing our financial performance up as the year progresses. We will continue in reducing cash costs. And thirdly, we have tangible opportunities to further enhance our cash flow profile in the medium term. In the forestry business, We believe we can generate value by progressively divesting our portfolio, starting with Uruguay. In the energy business, we are keeping our objective to reach 100 million euros purely in biomass by 2015. Sorry, to reach 100 million of EBITDA per year purely in biomass by 2015, 40 million of EBITDA, of which will be a reality once Huelva and Mérida become fully operational. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and now we are ready to take your questions.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press now 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from Nuno Estácio from Espírito Santo. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. A couple of questions, if I may. The first one is on the forestry divestments, which you have just mentioned. I would just like to ask, what is the schedule you think for Uruguay? You have, in the last conference call, your initial expectation were for this year still, or even for, I think it was end of the summer. Do you still expect to close it this year, and why is it taking more than what was initially expected? If you could give us any indication in terms of amounts versus book value. The second one would be on this change of the model of Proprietario Forestal to Gestor Forestal that you were mentioning. My question here is, right now you are not doing a lot of your own forestry depletion. Is this already part of this change in scope that you're planning? Because you could lower more cash costs if you were using more of your own wood, correct? Just a little bit to understand why you're not using more of your own wood. The final question was just on the energy reform. Energy reform is still not out yet. Do you expect, or how do you expect to offset this generation tax, which you will have to suffer on your energy, and how that will affect your guidance for cash costs for next year? Thank you.
Thank you very much for your questions, Nuno. The line was quite bad. Could you repeat your second question, please?
Yes, sure. The second question was on the forestry investments. My question is whether the change that you are doing in terms of becoming a forestry manager instead of forestry owner, because it looks that you are already depleting not very much of your own forestry, and you are buying. Just to understand if this is already to prepare the sale of the assets, and whether you could use more of your own wood, and therefore lowering even more your cash costs, or if I'm making some confusion here. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Nuno. Regarding the divestment of our forest assets in Uruguay, we expect it will be done during this year. It is taking a bit more than what we expected, well, because the legal negotiations and the contract negotiations are taking more, but nothing, there is no any problem. Regarding your second and last question, and sorry for that. Well, normally, we have been importing something around between 700,000 and 900,000 tons of wood from Uruguay, and we have been supplying with 5% of our total requirements from our forests in Iberia. Well, today, as you know, we are reducing our imports from Uruguay, and we are still buying 4%, sourcing 4% from our own forest in Spain and Portugal. The change is only 5%-4%. We will continue doing this figure till we sell those assets, but we are not going to sell those assets this year or the year after. It's going to take several years, as we have already said. It's a question of four to five years. Regarding the energy reform, well, it is not yet decided. if after the parliament it is published like it is today as a draft, we will suffer €16 million of increase of cost per year. We think that in 2013 we will be able to offset at least €12 million of those €16 million by reducing the cost of production of wood, by increasing the productivity of our energy crops, by slightly reducing the price of biomass we are buying to third parties, and by increasing the efficiency of our energy plants. The advantage we have if we compare with other renewables is that solar industry or wind industry cannot ask the sun to shine more and cannot ask the wind to wind more. And ourselves, we are managing our fuel and we are producing ourselves our fuel. We can improve the efficiency of our operations and we can improve the productivity of our energy crops. Thank you very much, Nuno.
The next question comes from Alberto Sánchez from Fidentiis. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. I've got two questions. The first one relates to taxes. I saw that you have a tax rate of around 33% for the 9 months, so I wonder whether this could be due to the corporate tax measures that have been introduced in Spain over the last few months, and if this is the case, which are the measures that are basically affecting this tax rate, and if you could provide a figure for the full year in terms of the implicit tax rate. And the second question relates to Forex. There has been some hedging losses throughout this year. I would like to know a little bit more on the hedging strategy for 2013 in terms of Forex. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alberto. Diego Maus is going to answer your questions.
With regard to taxes, the Spanish tax rate of the P&L account is going to be at 30%, or very close to 30% to the statutory tax rate, as we are not going to be able to benefit from significant fiscal deductions. The slight increase that we are suffering in the first 9 months of the year is related to a tax adjustment that we are finalizing in Uruguay related to the sale process that is under structuring. The projection that you have to have in mind, excluding this, I would say, Uruguayan one-off that will be, I would say, just a 2012 issue, should be in the range of 30% at the P&L level. In terms of the cash impacts, we are expecting 2012 to finish at a total tax of €15 million euros of cash outflow. 15 is what we have in mind currently, and we expect to have a similar figure running into 2013. With regard to Forex, what we try in the management of foreign exchange rate is to stabilize the cash flow profile of the company in order to be able to execute the investments that we have in mind, particularly in 2012 related to the expansion into biomass, 50 megawatts and the 20 megawatt in Mérida that we have just financed, and be more active in, I would say, the management of our share position and say dividend yield. So we do not see that as a loss, but more as a way to stabilize the cash flow profile of the company and be able to embark into the investments that we have in mind. For 2012, we have been covering close to, depending on the quarter, but in the range of 50% to 70% of the position at an average exchange rate of 137, which was a figure that was yielding the necessary cash flow to execute our objectives. For 2013, and taking into consideration our expectation of movement in the dollar-euro exchange rate between 125 to 135, we are being less, I would say, aggressive in the coverage. We have now covered close to 24% of the total cash flow in dollars for 2013 at an average exchange rate of 123.7. So we should be posting a positive cash in due to the positions we have in derivatives, although obviously for the non-covered position, we are having a lower amount of revenues being cashed in. The objective for 2013 is to continue analyzing the movement in the exchange rate. We're not going to be too active if the exchange rate remains at the current levels, and we will start being active if the dollar strengthens towards the 1.25 mark. And in any case, we believe if the scenario doesn't change, that our total coverage will not be higher than 40 to 50% this year.
Thank you very much, Alberto.
The next question comes from Antonio Lopez from Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. I have one question regarding the target, which there is in the presentation regarding a target of an EBITDA of €100 million in electricity, in renewable electricity generation. I guess that this is including not only the new biomass, but cogeneration as well. Could you please make us a split about the one and the other, and how this compares with the current EBITDA and 9 months of renewable electricity generation?
Yeah, thank you very much, Antonio, for your question. Now, I think there is a misunderstanding. When we are saying that we want to have in 2015 €100 million of EBITDA from energy, is for pure energy coming from energy crops and not linked at all with our pulp business or our cogeneration. That means that now the Huelva 50 megawatt plant is running on trial. This plant has to give us €25 million of EBITDA per year. We have started the construction and the erection of the Merida plant of 20 megawatt. We will get something between €14 and €15 million of EBITDA from Merida per year. That means that today, with Merida and Huelva, once both of them will be working, we will be in €40 million of new EBITDA in biomass. Till €100 million, we will still need €60 million of EBITDA per year, which means 120 megawatt, and that means that we will set up one plant of 20 megawatt and two plants of 40 to 50 megawatts, either in Spain or abroad. And we keep on these targets for 2015. Thank you, Antonio.
The next question comes from Bruno Bessa from BPI. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. My first question is related with the cash cost evolution. You've already said that you are on track to meet your targets to reduce cash costs by 4% this year. My question is there any further room to continue to decrease cash costs in 2013, already considering these measures in the energy sector in Spain, and what would be the extent of this potential decrease in terms of cash costs for 2013? My second question is related with discounts. I've seen that on a quarterly basis your pulp discounts have been increasing. I would want to have your view on the evolution of this item, your expectations for 2012 and 2013. And lastly, in terms of the energy projects that you have been defending to develop, either in Spain or overseas, what are your expectations for 2013, and what would be the implied capex in this project? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bruno. Then our cash cost is going to be rough to 340 for 2012. We are working with a figure of minus 5%. For next year to be in the area of 324. We see a room for improvement on the cost of wood, not reducing the price of wood, but continue improving the mix of suppliers and reducing even more the imported wood from Latin America. We will continue improving our efficiency at the pulp mills, and just by dilution of fixed cost, we will reduce cost. That is why we are targeting minus 5% for 2013. Regarding the discounts, well, you know that it depends a lot of the kind of customers you are selling in month by month. Larger customers in Europe have larger discounts. Our main effort in sales is in capillarity of customers, and we are working on a program for 3 years to reducing these discounts. And regarding the energy project, well, we would like to start construction of between 20 and 40 megawatts next year, either in Spain or abroad, and that is what we are doing and what we are working. You have to take into account that the capex is, roughly speaking, 3 million euros per megawatt hour, and it will depend if we start construction of 20 or 40 megawatts. The amount of money we will invest. Thank you, Bruno.
The next question comes from Luis de Toledo from BBVA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Most of my questions have been already answered. However, I have some remaining questions regarding mostly the energy business. I would like to, if you could provide us some detail of the EBITDA estimate that you are considering for the Huelva plant. Should we consider the 25 million euro EBITDA already in 2013. I would also like to know if you have noticed any change on the banks regarding the current uncertainty and the new measures on the financing of this project. And lastly, if you could remind us which markets, international markets, might be the most attractive for your biomass plants. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Luis. Sorry again, could you repeat your second question regarding the banks?
Basically, it's early days still, but if you have noticed any change in attitude between banks with regards to the project finance of the new plants. I assume you're still working on the plant in Castilla-León, and if you have held discussions with the banks in this regard.
Thank you very much, Luis. Regarding your first question of the EBITDA per year of Huelva plant, the target is 25 million euros next year, as it's going to be the first year. We will be on the slightly below. We think we will be around 20 million euros. Regarding your question of the banks, well, we are not working on financing any plant today in Castilla-León because there is a moratorium in Spain. We are working in financing, we are not working in financing. We are approaching banks in order to know their interest in financing the project abroad, and the banks are interested, both Spanish and European banks. And regarding the international markets where we will go in biomass, well, it's UK, it's France, it's Germany. That's the countries where we are looking and analyzing opportunities. Thank you very much, Luis.
There are no more questions.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, and I hope to be in contact with you in 3 months' time with good results from fourth quarter. There is a question. Mr. Rico says me there is a question from Antonio López.
Yes, we have one more question from Antonio López. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hi. Just two questions. The first, just to confirm that the bid that you are talking about, the Huelva plan, etc., it includes the new transaction on renewables or not? And the second, it regards the treasury stock in the sense that it seems that some shareholders could be interested in selling. Would the company interested in buying part of the potential overhang or not?
Well, regarding these 20 million euros of EBITDA for Huelva plant, it is with the new legislation and with the new measures we are putting on in order to reduce the impact of the new taxes. And regarding your question of treasury stock, well, one of our shareholders may be interested in selling, and if they sell, we may be interested in purchasing for treasury stock. That's one thing we are discussing and we are talking. Nothing has been yet decided, but it is clear that our stock price is quite low. Then we think it is a good investment for our shareholders to purchase this stock, either to keep it or either to sell it to other investors in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Antonio.